I find it reprehensible and criminal that Mayor Foster and any of the council that would support him, any law enforcement that would act upon it, to do such a thing.
Speaking at a rally outside St. Pete City Hall yesterday, Wright said those who don't empathize with the homeless don't realize how many people are on the brink of living on the streets these days.
Let's remember that the word homeless means homeless. They're no different than any of us. Most of us are one or two paychecks away from being homeless ourselves.
James Matthews, an electrician by trade, was one of these.
I was homeless. I got homeless from, I guess, due to the economic crisis that's going on. I was a electrician, and, you know, we became a dime a dozen. They're not building anymore. So, and all the houses on the markets are not really building more houses. So I kind of got, you know, left on the wayside and got homeless.
But Matthews said something got him off the street after weeks of homelessness.
Thank goodness I do art, because I've just recently, after being homeless for about 2 months, you know, just gotten to a place and I'm able to pursue my art. But not a lot of people have that ability or, you know, have the chance to do that.
Those who don't have another option, he said, get stuck in a cycle. They have to stay chained to the few belongings they have, which makes it tough to obtain and keep a job. Once the ordinance gets enforced, they can't get caught sleeping outside if they don't want to get thrown in jail, something that costs the county $126 a day per person. Wright said there aren't nearly enough beds for the estimated 6,200 homeless in Pinellas County.
It is clear from the public defender's opinion and office, as well as the sheriff's and the state's attorney, that they do not have room in Pinellas County jails to put people in there for ordinance violations. Last time I checked, jails were for criminals, not ordinance violators, not people who are just trying to survive and be human.
Mayor Foster said he plans to build another shelter, though he has thus far been mum on specifics. Anthony, an EMT who didn't give his last name, said crowded jails and shelters are breeding grounds for infectious disease. This, he said, could easily affect the population as a whole.
He's going to be putting people who are sick in very close quarters, which is going to cause other people to become sick. And when they're released from the penal institutions, they're going to be spreading these diseases across to police officers, people that come in contact with me or you, regular people out on the street. It is a violation of human rights to do that. And I mean, it poses a very great danger to the safety of the community, at least health-wise.
He added that health care for the homeless is already in dismal shape.
These people have to go through so much red tape just to get basic health services. They have to fill out forms. Many of the hospitals don't provide honest care to people. They just kind of look at them only because the state law says they have to. And then they send them back out on the street to get more sick. So, I mean, Mayor Foster really has to take care of these people. If he's going to ask that people be removed from the street, put them to work. Make them build a shelter for themselves and then turn over those jobs.
Chris Ernesto of St. Pete for Peace wore a shirt that read Free Cuba. He said that country, as well as European nations like Switzerland, have their priorities straight.
They have zero homeless people in Switzerland. The minimum wage in Switzerland is $35,000. And the reason they can do that is because instead of spending $700 billion a year bombing the hell out of innocent people around the world, they put that money into their own backyard.
Citing Foster's avid public embrace of Christianity, Ernesto said the mayor's faith should compel him to have a more compassionate policy toward those who don't have shelter.
I hear Mayor Foster proudly profess his Christianity. And the New Testament very strongly proclaims throughout that you love everybody, rich or poor. You give everything off of your back so the next person can have. And I say that anybody who claims to be a Christian and yet will take people off of the streets who are just trying to make a dollar, who will take people off of the streets who are just trying to sleep and throw them in jail, you are not a Christian, you are a heretic.